The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. We have so much to do this hour. Bear with me, folks. I've just got a lot to do this hour, and I mean it sincerely. I promise to give you this incredible story out of Illinois, which I'm going to do. I've got people hanging on the phone, but I've got to pass this challenge on to you quickly, and then I'll get into this story from Illinois, and then I'll get to the phone calls. Folks, we have an opportunity. Listen to my heart, please. We have an opportunity to save over 2,000 babies from abortion. We have that opportunity in our hands. We have an opportunity to save over 2,000 unborn babies. Think of a church auditorium filled with 2,000 babies. Think about it. That is our opportunity ahead of us if we will support the option line at Heartbeat International. If we can support just 5 days of the option line, you and I together, we can save over 2,000 babies from abortion. So far, 388. That's wonderful. That's great. We're approaching 400. But we've got a long ways to go. And folks, please, I want you to pray about calling 800-999-7408. Yesterday was not a good day. I'm just being honest. And you know me, I am the proverbial optimist. I see the glass half full. I am always optimistic, but I'm also realistic. And realistically, we had a very, very bad day yesterday as far as rescuing the unborn. But I believe we can have a great day today if you will be sensitive to God, if you will pray about this, and then if you will call 800-999-7408 right now, 800-999-7408. $75 takes care of one full hour. And in 1 hour, on average, 18 women who are abortion-minded, who have made the decision, you know what, I'm going to get an abortion, but I'm going to make a call. 18 change their mind from aborting their baby to giving birth to their baby. Some choose to parent, some choose to adopt, but the important thing is that baby is not killed. That baby lives every hour, 18. $75 rescues 18. Babies from the murder of abortion. If you could give $75, you can rejoice that 18 babies will get life because of your gift. How many of you could give more? Somebody right now could give $1,800. $1,800 would take care of one entire day of option line. I believe the biggest gift we had yesterday was $250, and that's wonderful. Praise God for that. We had $75 gifts, but we always have at least one or two, $1,000 or $1,500. None of that yesterday. None. Today, we need to step up and save babies. We talk about it. We say we're pro-life. We march. We do this. We do that. But now we have an opportunity to actually save lives. All right, I'm going to move on. I got this story out of Illinois that you need to hear. It's bizarre. But please, please, please call 800-999-7408. We need, before the top of the hour, before we get to 5 o'clock, we need to have at least $2,000. We need at least 10 people to call during this hour. At least 10. That would be a minimum. We need at least 10 people to call, and I'm asking God for at least $2,000 pledged in this hour. I don't care whether it comes in $100 increments or 75 or 10 or 50 or two people pledging $1,000. I don't care. But we need this hour 10 people at least, and we need at least $2,000 pledged this hour. What part would you take? How many babies can you save? How many babies are you willing to save? What are you willing to sacrifice in order to save a baby? 800-999-7408. I just got my first report today. Three words I did not want to see. No gifts yet. Just got it, just now. No gifts yet. That's got to change, folks. And you can change it. You can save babies' lives. 800-999-7408. Who will be first today? Who will start it today? We need 10 this hour. We need $2,000 this hour. What would you take? How many babies can you save? 800-999-7408. Got it? 800-999-7408. All right, here's this story out of Illinois. And forgive me for taking so long to get to it, but we've got to reach this goal. We got to save babies. All right. Illinois, the state of Illinois, has just made an unbelievable decision. For the first time, a biological anatomical woman who identifies as a male who gave birth in December. Now get this. This is a woman who is capable of giving birth to a child, biological, anatomical woman, but she says she's a male. She has given birth to a baby, and the state of Illinois is going to allow her to be called the father on the birth certificate. Say what? No, it's true. It's true. Now, the state originally ruled that this woman who says she identifies as a male would have to be listed as the mother. Why? She gave birth. Hello? The state of Illinois said, excuse me, you gave birth, you're the mother. You're biologically a woman. You gave birth. Women give birth. You are the mother. She sues. She sues the Illinois Department of Public Health. Oh, and guess what? Her partner is a biological man who identifies as a woman. Confused yet? Yeah, you should be. You should be confused. So we have a biological woman who identifies as a male, gives birth, sues the state of Illinois and says, I want to be the father on the birth certificate. Yeah, but you gave birth. You're a woman. Yeah, I know. But I identify as a man, so I want to be called the father on the birth certificate. Your partner is a biological man who says he's a woman, and he wants to be called the mother on the birth certificate. And at first, the state of Illinois says, no, we can't do that. So they sued. The Lambda Legal Fund came to their defense, sued the Illinois Department of Public Health, and the Illinois Department of Public Health has changed their mind, and now the mother is the mother on the birth certificate. The mother is the father, and the father is the mother. I am not making this up. The mother, father, father, mother is the communications director and press secretary for Equality Illinois, an LGBTQ organization. The spouse, whose name is Precious Brady Davis, was born male but identifies as female. Precious, who is male, identifies as female, will be listed as the mother. Quote, both are well known in the LGBTQ community. The mother, who has now been designated as the father, said, I've literally been floating on cloud nine. I can't stop holding my baby. I can't stop staring at her. It's such a great feeling. Folks, this is where the far liberal left is taking us. The mother is now legally called the father, and the father is now legally declared the mother. Oh, and the end of the news story, they said, we can't wait to share with our baby how all this came about. Can you imagine how confused that child is going to be? This is where the liberal left wants to take our culture and our society. And the state of Illinois has capitulated. All right, I got to take a break. All right, I'll be getting my next report from Heartbeat. Please, I do not want to see no gifts yet. I'm begging you, this hour, 10 people, $2,000, 800-999-7408. We've got to save more babies. 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Again, welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday. I've got Jack, who has been very, very patiently waiting on the phone. I'm going to go to him, but I got to give you the phone number for Heartbeat. I have not gotten a report in the last few minutes, so I'm not sure where we are. The last report I got 10 minutes ago was no new gifts, none, zero. I hope that I'll get a new report here in just a minute or two, and I hope it is good, good, wonderful, wonderful news. We've got babies that need to be saved. Option line is there every day, taking the phone calls, taking the chats, and every hour, 18 women on average who, when they call, are going to abort their baby, kill their baby. A baby, innocent, unborn baby is going to die every single hour. 18 change their minds. And 18 babies are saved every hour. $75 takes care of one full hour. If somebody right now could pledge $500 on average, you could save 118 babies. If you could pledge $500, you could have the wonderful blessing and satisfaction of knowing that your gift will give life to 118 babies that would otherwise be killed in abortion. This hour, we absolutely must have at least 10 people call. And we absolutely, positively must have at least $2,000 this hour. I want it to be more. But pray with me. Please pray with me. Yesterday was not a good day. Today must be better. It must be. We have babies that need to be saved. Please call 800-999-7408 right now. Please, please, 800-999-7408. Let's have a day of victory. Let's have a day of saving babies. Let's have a day of life. Let's turn the program not into Bob Burney Live, but Bob Burney Life, because our audience believes in saving the lives of babies. We don't just talk about being pro-life. We are pro-life. We do something. 800-999-7408. Right now, please call. 800-999-7408. All right. Jack in Worthington. Jack, you have been incredibly patient, and I appreciate it very much. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob. I like to talk about these liberal wackos. You know, if they left-wingers get their way and do impeach President Trump, and they get to take over the United States. I hope, I've been praying with all my heart, that God will do exactly what the Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon did to Jerusalem. Happens to the United States of America. And you know what he did to Jerusalem?
Well, they destroyed it, burned it down. Well, they, and Jack, technically they have impeached him. That doesn't mean they've removed him from office, but Donald Trump has been impeached by the House of Representatives. He has been impeached.
The American people are dumb enough to put them left-wing leaders in there. Then we deserve to
Crazy thing, Jack, if they are successful to remove the president, I don't think they will, but if they were successful, Mike Pence will be president, and he's more pro-life than Donald Trump. So, but ultimately, it's in God's hands, and I am so grateful for that. Jack, thanks again. You've been very, very patient, and I appreciate your patience very much. All right, I got a new hero, Lisa. Just a few minutes ago, Lisa called Heartbeat International at 800-999-7448. Lisa has started it today, and Lisa has taken care of one full hour. That means because of Lisa's generous gift, 18 babies, at least. Now, this is conservative. Lisa, if you're listening, I want you to know, because of your gift, at least 18 babies that would have been aborted, would not have lived, will have the privilege of breathing and living. Who knows what God will do with those 18 babies that you saved. Lisa, thank you. All right, now, I'm praying desperately for 10 people this hour. We got one. Nine more. This has got to be a fruitful hour. It's got to be a powerful hour. We need it. We desperately need to save babies' lives. Heartbeat International is right in our background, Barkyard. It's here in Columbus. Of all people on the planet that should support Heartbeat, it should be us here in Central Ohio. And we have this opportunity in front of us. Let's grab it. Let's take it. Let's save babies' lives. Let's not just talk about being pro-life. Who will join Lisa? 800-999-7408. I need at least nine more heroes, and you can be a hero. You can't give 75? That's fine. Give what you can. But I know somebody could give 500. Somebody right now could give $1,000. You've been blessed financially, and you can give $1,000. In fact, I am sure that somebody listening to my voice right now, God may be touching you. You are thoroughly pro-life, and you could give $2,000. $1,800 will take care of one full day of Option Line. One full day, 24 hours for $1,800. Somebody take a full day, please. 800-999-7408. 800-999-7408.